This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm probably going to come off as an a-hole right now.
Right now?
There it is. I was waiting. I left you the opportunity to do the right now thing. Well, look at Aaron. Aaron chose his point. There's a video.
Well, you were right. You just did.
There's a video going around of a woman. She's on a plane. It's like a 3-hour flight between Germany and somewhere, Spain to Germany.
Okay.
She's got her window open, and the person in the seat, she's on the window seat. The person in the seat next to her is occasionally taking a picture out the window.
Occasionally. Okay.
Does that matter to you?
Well, yeah, because it does.
Why?
How constant are you bugging me, pretty much?
Okay. Is it bugging you if I put my hand, like, if I just go, whoop, and put, like, just my hand in front of your face, from like, is that bugging you?
No.
Okay. If I did it, like, 7 times?
Yeah, we're looking at the same thing. Like, okay, there's another cloud. That's it.
No, but maybe he's like, maybe he's got family in that region between Spain and Germany, and he wants to get some shots
in the ocean.
Is it an ocean?
I don't know.
I don't either. Oh my God, you're listening to morons who landed radio jobs. I don't think so. You're a world traveler.
Yeah, but
I'm not.
I don't look out the window. I'm sleeping.
Okay, so if you were asleep, would you care?
No.
Okay, this is all I'm saying. She's mad because she's like, I have the window seat, therefore that's my window, therefore you don't get to look out the window. Mm. I've had people in my lap. Like when you're...
Like your kids?
No. Like the person in the seat next to you, as you start to come down, they're like, they kind of lean over you and they kind of go, ugh.
Can I say,
What do we do? Like, because that's not my window. I don't own the plane. I'm seeing is this. She's mad because she's like, this guy has reached across me a bunch of times to take photos. And I guess my point is that's not your window, because it irritates me when somebody controls the window.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's like.
It is. It's the Rose window. So we have
it
to.
It is.
We have
it's
to come
all
to
of
consensus.
Our window.
Yeah. And if you're by, which if you're by yourself, you're just on your own. Like, whenever we travel, we're with a family, so it's up or down, depending on how we need to
sleep.
Yes, but
there's three of you sitting in seats.
Exactly, so it's an easy. But if I'm by myself, it wouldn't be. I would never, especially if I'm sitting by the window, I just wouldn't touch it. However it is, I would.
I leave it.
I would,
you do.
If it's up or down, I don't touch it, unless somebody asks me to, and then I would change it.
So,
because I feel like it's not mine.
So the person next to you could go, can you open that? And if you want to sleep, you'd say yes?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is where it is. This is where it is, my window.
Because you want to sleep?
I get to control whether it's up or down. Like if you're on an overnight flight and you open your window, you are the biggest D on the face. You know this.
Kind of.
The flight attendants say it. Leave your windows down.
What? Only if they say it, I'll follow. But I'll also open it because I want to look. Maybe I'm not tired.
No.
And I'm, but it's, you sleeping is not my responsibility.
I know, but if the whole
if you
plane...
want to sleep, if you want to sleep, bring an eye mask.
No, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't. I genuinely don't understand. This might be the dumbest thing I've ever said, so bear with me. But if
there is a long line of dumb things you
know. We don't know if there's an ocean between Germany and Spain.
Yeah, you're safe here. So Go ahead.
I've never been on what you called an overnight flight.
Like international flights are overnight.
Okay. Why would you need to leave the windows closed overnight? Isn't it dark outside?
Because
what am I missing? There,
no, it's
I'm very
not.
Scared
so
about
here's,
this.
No,
I'm missing
it kind
something.
Of is. So like you leave Miami at 11 o'clock at night to go to São Paulo. Right?
Yeah.
And then you're flying through time zones. So it's like and you're kind of coming back. So all of a sudden, like 6 hours into the flight, the sun's up. But okay. we're all kind of sleeping and it's a 9 hour flight. So it's like if the windows are down and the lights are off, then you could sleep for like 8 of those 9 hours. Like you could be out and mm-hmm. really get some sleep.
And they do turn off the cabin lights.
It's dark in there. Yeah. Like the reading lights are the only thing that's on. And the fastened seatbelt lights, that's it. So it's you can get some good shut-eye in there. And then there's some Aaron who's like, I just want to look. And it's like, it's like turning on a lightsaber in the like, it's so bright.
So you think it's still nighttime outside and you don't realize
you,
until you
don't
open
know.
It.
It's
and
Vegas. Then... Like you're in Vegas and you're in the hotel and all of a sudden you walk outside and you're like, how long have I been in there? That. Okay. So I say it's my window to decide if it's up or down. And once, if I've opened it, all bets are off.
No, I just, I'm just a pushover, I guess, when it comes to the window. In fact, I'm trying to trade for the aisle seat anyway. So how bad do you want it?
I might have to pee out the window.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.